While their NBA brothers, the Suns, finished with the league's worst record, hopes remain high for the Phoenix Mercury, who are still a force to be reckoned with in the Women's National Basketball Association. Led by the league's all-time leading scorer, Diana Taurasi, and dominant center, Brittany Griner, the three-time champs once again have title aspirations. However, as KJZZ's Phil Atzmon found out, this season may be as much about babies as it is about basketball.
The Mercury has had a baby boom, and you might say they're counting on a baby bump to put them over the top. Forward Duwana Bonner, though, spent the past year not thinking much about basketball.
I'm very tired every day, but I think I'm getting used to it now. It's been 9 months, so I'm kind of used to not getting any sleep, but I wouldn't change it for the world. It's so rewarding.
Bonner, or DB as her teammates call her, gave birth to twin girls last year with wife Candace Dupree of the WNBA's Indiana Fever. She returns to the Merc after taking 2017 off to care for them, and now it is back to work.
It's really hard to, you know, get back in shape. It's really hard to get that build back. It's really hard to get that mentality back where you can just play like 40 minutes straight and not get tired. But it's a process, and then you have to just kind of go with it. You can't force yourself and rush yourself and get frustrated. I got frustrated plenty of times. Like, I made this shot 50 times now, I can't even hit the rim, you know.
Though not having gone through labor herself, Diana Taurasi is also a new mother. The soon-to-be 36-year-old WNBA legend enters her 14th season. Her wife is former Mercury forward and director of player development, Penny Taylor, who gave birth to their first child, son Leo, earlier this year.
It gives me a greater appreciation of what mothers have to do, because it's double time. No one's doing the stuff that we have to do and still, you know, pursue a career. It's an amazing thing, and not a lot of people can do it. It's definitely not me.
In fact, there are so many new babies around the Mercury that they recently opened a nursery at Talking Stick Arena. Jim Pittman is the team's executive vice president.
To my knowledge, we're the first in the league to have a full-time nursery. We have a pediatric nurse as our nanny. You know, we're trying to make sure that we do provide the things that make our athletes successful.
The full-time nursery may be new, but women athletes in the WNBA having children is not.
Cheryl Swoops was pregnant and had her son and came back and played. We've had Helen Darling, who had triplets, came back and played. So we've had plenty of women, Tina Thompson, Lisa Leslie. We've had plenty of women that have come back and played.
That's Ann Myers Drysdale. She's the Mercury vice president and a team broadcaster. She's also a groundbreaking former player who's a member of the Basketball Hall of Fame.
And it's been proven that women actually perform better after childbirth. And so whether it's basketball or volleyball or soccer or tennis or golf, whatever the sport.
We're women. It's great that, you know, you can have children, still come back and play, because that's what we do.
That's the voice of Mercury head coach Sandy Brondello, who's also a former player.
It shows you that you can have balance in your life. And it's, you know, I never played after having children. So I think that's much harder, because there's lack of sleep. You know, all the mothers in the room, we just lack sleep, but we get used to it.
Diana Taurasi says being a mom to a newborn has given her a new appreciation for the game of life and basketball.
You know, it really is a full-time job. You have to be there. You have to have that care and love. And it's been an amazing experience. It's really made me appreciate all my friends and family and my parents a lot more. And, you know, here in the Mercury, it's a different vibe this year. You know, there's a lot invested in a lot of things.
And Duwana Bonner, who also has help from her family and nannies, says she's as excited to be reunited with her teammates as they are to have one of their best players back in the lineup.
Oh, it was a bittersweet kind of thing. I knew what was the end result in 9 months. I was going to have these beautiful babies. But then again, I'm like, oh, my team is struggling a little bit. I wish I was there to help. I wish I could play.
It's been said of the famous dance duo of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers that Rogers had the far harder job, having to dance backwards and with heels on during their famous cinematic routines. Well, just replace the high heels with high tops as these ladies backpedaled and hit the backboards on the basketball court. The baby booming Mercury open their regular season tomorrow night as they host the Dallas Wings. In downtown Phoenix, Phil Atzmon, KJZZ News.